The South African Citizen Satisfaction Index, conducted by Consulta, shows that citizen satisfaction and trust in municipal service delivery is at its lowest level since the CSI started in 2014. The index scores out of 100 and found that Cape Town continued to lead in the index at a level of 64.1 points. The likes of Buffalo City and Mangaung scored in the low 40s. Satisfaction is at significant lows, and this has been borne out in the numerous service delivery protests seen around the country. Well, to break down the index for us, I'm joined on the line by Professor Andre Schroeder. He's the founder and chairperson of the CSI and works in association with Consulta. Professor, so you look at 8 major metropolitan cities in your study, and how many people do you canvass for the index?
We eventually interviewed 2,506 randomly selected interviewees, citizens, residents of the different metropolitan areas included. But as you can imagine, having a heat rate, let's imagine, of an average of 1 in 20. So we contacted well ahead of about 20,000 people.
So what variables does the Citizen Satisfaction Index look at or measure?
Well, we follow an international license model from the American Customer Satisfaction Index that is a five-factor model, starting off with citizen expectations. Then we measure the actual perception of the service delivery. And very important, it's not the actual service delivery, but the perception of that. And then there's the whole notion of whether they see value in this, and then the overall satisfaction, complaints that they had, and last but not least, trust that they place in their local municipality.
Yeah. So Cape Town came out tops. Where did it score well? And because it's not, 100%, what areas did it lack in?
Well, the one thing that we must give to Cape Town is that they have one of the highest expectations of all the municipalities, and that's very typical of someone that's performing better than the others. And even with that higher level of expectation, so give you an example. For Cape Town, the average expectation out of 100 is 73. They perform at a level of 67, so their gap is minus 5.5. So they're still falling short of the real expectations. But then you take two metropolitan areas like Buffalo City. They've got a 69 expectation, but they perform at 46, so it means it's a 23 gap. And the same with Mangaung, 66 expectation, 43 performance, and by the way, that's the lowest performance score that we've received yet so far in the 9 years that we've been doing it. That's a gap of minus 22.1.
That certainly gives us some perspective. I see Nelson Mandela Bay decline sharply. I suppose that speaks to the disaster of coalition politics that took place in that region, with politicians focusing on dethroning each other rather than ensuring that service delivery takes place.
That is so true, and that's not actually, siding with any one particular party, but when parties work together, we've seen 2 years of exceptionally good scores. As a matter of fact, Nelson Mandela Bay was in the prior 3 years the only metropolitan area that showed an increase in their performance, with the exception of last year where there was a fall of 11 index points. And that clearly tells you that if it's an objective that serves particular interest and not rather that residents' interest, the residents lose as a consequence.
Yeah. Just referring to Mangaung, which you referred to earlier, that scored the lowest in the index, as you said. But what are citizens there complaining about? And, of course, we have heard about the level of corruption that's taken place within the Free State government, and service delivery protests in that province have become the order of the day.
Yes. Let me give you a practical example. In Mangaung, 40% of our respondents said that the service got worse from a year ago. There's only 18% that believes that it got better. So it's a spotty record, but it's overall it stayed the same or got worse. And that speaks to a general inefficiency. If you talk about the situation around the leadership there, one can clearly see that it actually impacts on everything.
Yes,
and this is a testament of the result.
In the Gauteng province, how did the major metropoles of Johannesburg, Tshwane and Ekurhuleni fare?
Well, an interesting phenomenon that we see there also with some interesting coalitions and all sorts of political party movements. The reality is that Johannesburg have seen a steady decline. So they were, 5 years ago, they were on 60. They're now on a 49.
Hmm.
If you take Tshwane, they were on a 61. They got a little bit better, but they're now standing at a 51. So it means that, the big metro areas are actually failing to meet expectations. And that's the big message of this press release, is the widening gap between expectations and perception. Just to put it into perspective, 2017, the average expectation of citizens of these large metros was 65 out of 100. They received a perception of 62. So there was a 3 gap.
Hmm.
Now that expectation stands at, let's call it 70, and the delivery perception is at 58.
Hmm.
And that's just widening the gap. And unfortunately, during times of electioneering, promises are going to be made. I'm not so sure whether those promises are being kept. So the message to politicians is, do your utmost best to keep it, because you actually owe it to the citizens, because otherwise it becomes a false promise.
Yeah.
And we've seen that time and time and again.
You conclude that citizen expectations are, far from being met in many instances, as you've just mentioned, with huge delivery gaps. And from the Auditor General's report last year, which suggests that only 13% of municipalities comply with legal requirements, while some 31% of them are in dire financial straits, chances are your index is not likely to reflect positive gains anytime soon.
No, certainly not so. And that's why we're quite concerned. And I'm making a very strong statement at the end of the press release to say that I think it's time for government to stand up to be held accountable by the people that actually votes them into power.
Hmm.
In normal private business, if consumers are becoming unhappy about your service, they will vote you out by their feet and stop buying your products and services. In government, that's a bit different. You get what you get, and the only way of doing that is I think go out and vote.
Yes,
and that in itself is a absolute right that you can exercise. But then also speak up. The real fact of the matter is that this is the lowest performing industry in all the different industries that we do in this benchmark, and it's significantly lower than that of America. And, America's not really got a government that currently anyone can be proud of.
Mm.
And even in that comparison. So we are suggesting government sit up, be accountable, and let this measurement come out on a regular basis for all public service, and that become their scorecard to which they are measured on.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about public service. We've heard the ANC government make all sorts of promises around professionalizing the public service, talking about trying to cut its cloth in terms of the number of people that they have and making, ensuring a leaner, meaner type of public service that delivers. Do you think this is believable?
I think it's very, almost, if you want to be a bit, let's call it true to nature. You hardly believe these promises after a while, because they don't tend to actually being delivered on.
Mm.
So I must be, if I'm an optimist, I'm saying this is the right sounds, because that's exactly what one needs to hear. We've seen a closer move between government and business with BLSA, Business Leadership South Africa, playing a significant role to bring business closer to government and reaching out a hand of help and support.
Yes.
And rather not just keep on criticizing. And when you say that you're going to professionalize public service, that is the right thing that investors in the national community needs to hear. But then we need to better do it.
Yeah.
We need to show that we can actually do it.
I don't believe that you have the power or the instinct to work out what voices will be in individuals' ears as they go into the voting booth by themselves to make their votes. But with satisfaction levels so low, how might this translate, at the polls come Wednesday, do you think?
The one thing that I'm personally quite worried about is the degree to which there's embattled mind of just don't care anymore. It's so bad, because the expectations are actually in non-election sort of time periods, the expectations are decreasing. For instance, between 2016 and 2017, it took a 2 points dive. And then since 2017, 18, 19, I think one needs to recognize President Ramaphosa's coming in, and it's increased expectations. But, you know, the question is the delivery relative to that?
Yes.
And I think that's the key, is to close that gap, to be true about the promises and keep them. You know, many of these municipalities are actually having budgets left, and that is just crying out loud and saying there's money that's been given to the poor, and you don't spend it to actually address the plight of the poor. Water, sewage, I'm talking about basic service delivery protests that we see now as a daily occurrence.
Yes.
It's a net result of that.
Professor, lastly, given how coalition politics has turned out, you know, in the Gauteng province, for example, in the metropoles of Johannesburg, Tswane, and even when we look at Nelson Mandela Bay, are you concerned that given the fact that things have really changed and the dynamics of how people think about voting have changed, that we might actually go towards more coalition-based government? And if that happens, and these people are not on the same page, how on earth are they going to be able to work together to ensure service delivery?
I can only speak to what we see in the survey, and I don't want to become a political commentator because it's not a study of that nature.
Mm.
But what I do see is that whenever there was coalition and they did find some sort of a means of working together, the residents benefited from that, which is a story that I think we need to be keeping central in our mind. If we can work together, our people will benefit. If we keep on trying to strive for own agendas, the people will suffer as a consequence. And not only the party that is then in power, it's the totality of the people. And unfortunately, this is skewed towards the have-nots, the poor, the plight of the people that's really crying out. And, you know, I'm wondering what the vote turnout will be on that side, whether those voices will be heard, because I believe that people have power and they can vote to actually speak out.
That was Professor Andre Schroeder. He's the founder and chairperson of the CSI.